Hey everybody, Jesse here from Flyers Alley. Make sure you guys go to www.oldcitysports.com, old spelled O-L-D-E. Check out everything we got going on over there, all the awesome pods, all the awesome sponsors, everything we do, our live events when they happen. Check it out. Make sure you guys go to all our sponsors' websites, use the promo codes, do everything you got to do. Check out Flyers Alley, 1:30 p.m. Eastern every Sunday. Later, guys. What's going on, everybody? Jesse from Flyers Alley, obviously. Episode 3 of Season 6 underway here. It is preseason eve, if you will. Got some nice preseason action tomorrow. They say it's going to be televised, but something tells me it's not going to be.
Nah, they'll screw it up.
Yeah.
I'm usually more excited for, like, the... Because everybody gets happy, like, oh, you know, Black Friday. No, this is my Black Friday. I get happy about this.
Well, we will see if it's televised. Because
it won't be.
They said it was going to be. So
saying and doing are two different things.
Yeah, that's true. Wade, what's going on, man?
Nothing. Every little bit of alone time I get, I've been draining it away in Starfield. Nothing. Oh. Every little bit of.
Yeah, sorry. I gotta hook it up over here. On this end. You said with Starfield, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. I'm stuck. Fucking.
Thinking about making my spaceship into a Zamboni.
I'm not going to customize. I just bought a new ship. We're not gonna get into that. We'll be here for fucking hours. The guy that wrote the article that we were mentioned in checks in. Dylan Robillard. I don't know if I pronounced that right, but he says, hey, boy. What's up, boys? And Brandon Pauls checks in and says, what's up? So, yeah, everybody, go like us on Facebook, facebook.com/FlyersAlley, Twitter or X. I fucking don't know what we're going to.
Just keep calling it Twitter. Everybody else does.
Yeah. Twitter at Flyers Alley Pod 1, Instagram Flyers Alley, and YouTube. Go to Old City Sports Network and subscribe. And we keep saying this, the OCSN landline is on, and we are trying to get. I didn't think it would be so hard to, like, give away fucking $30 worth of
good shit.
Yeah, of Warlord, but yeah, be the fifth caller and get $30 worth of Warlord beard oil on us. I don't know.
I got a couple people interested at the wedding last night. I was telling them about it.
Yep, I'm gonna tell them call fuck in.
Farm boy
for free.
Yeah, right. So I don't understand, like, you know, but yeah, Tom McGuire checks in as well. What's up? What's going on, fellas? What's up, buddy? Wild light in the dive last night.
I watched a good chunk of it on the way back from the wedding this morning.
Yeah, it was a time for sure.
Just a hair under 2 hours.
I know. Well, think of it this way, so. You know, there's only two of us.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, there were two crowlers.
Which I told you you'd like them.
I honestly liked both the crowlers. The last one was this one, the wet hopped brown ale.
The brown ale.
That was good. But
I feel like you liked the Oktoberfest because it was more of a surprise to you.
Well, it was good. I don't know.
I like them all. I like them all. But
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot. Chandler Kuzik checks in. Have a great show. Hashtag go Flyers. And Tom McGuire checked in and said, yeah, I ended up drunk too. I don't know how. There's some guy on there that was friends with Chris that was like apparently going beer to beer with me. And he was like,
oh, is that his buddy, sir, whatever?
No, it was some fucking, no one knows who it is. It was some guy. I calm something. He checks in with the fan lot apparently a lot, and he wouldn't tell us who he was, but he kept going, and he was like, oh, I'm keeping up with Jesse. And then at the end of the show, he's like, so my wife is keeping up with Jesse. And Chris, he was like, but I definitely passed Chris, and no one's on Chris's level. I was like, shit. A calmer self. That's what it was. Chris checks in. Bright Path had the best Oktoberfest, and the guy's name was A Calmer Self. Well, enough of that. Let's jump into some alley talk. Yeah. All right. Alley Talk is brought to you by Fanatics. Click the link in the description. Use promo code. It says Bolt here. I didn't change it. It's actually Tacos for 30% site wide. Go get your stuff. We'll take that off of there because I'm gonna take it off. Screw it. First thing I'm gonna talk about is there will be no captain this year. People were asking again. If you were paying attention, which I guess you weren't. Torch said last year there wasn't going to be a captain last year or this year. I'm assuming he's keeping the A on Lawton. But yeah, it's going to be the second year in a row without a captain. I don't know how you guys feel about it, Wade. I'm sure you don't really care. It's not a big deal. But
I think it's good, you know.
Yep.
Just wait out until someone stands out of the rest.
That's exactly where I stand, and until somebody proves that they can be the captain.
Yeah, I mean, I think his one comment was, they don't think the person's on the team yet, was one of the things he said last year. A couple new guys, they may make the team. The team's not set in stone yet. I don't really give a shit. It doesn't matter. I mean, right now. So I don't think the person's on the team really. I mean, who would you give it to? I mean, obviously it would be Lawton, but I mean, I honestly think there's a lot of things.
Lawton to wear the C? Is that what you?
Well, he's got the A already, yeah. So he's the only one that has the letter. I think, but I also think that that's still a beacon for a trade if it were to come up, because at some point in time the Flyers are going to be done with Scott Lawton. It's going to happen.
I'll be bummed about that.
Yeah, but I mean it is what it is. He's here. Yeah. We got some people chiming in. Ryan Swoop checks in. Noah Cates is a future captain material. He also says what's up, guys. And Dylan wrote, am I pronouncing your last name right? Robillard. I don't know. Robbie.
Rudes.
He says Mark Stahl for captain. So that's an interesting thing too. Let me check real quick. I think I have that docked in later. Somewhat as the season gets closer, Wade, I gotta tell you honestly, and Corey, I know you guys aren't big on Twitter, but you really need to start paying attention to Twitter a little bit more, because that's literally where these fucking idiots just sit. If you just look at the fucking, I don't have it in here actually. So now that we brought up Mark Stahl, it could fit in the alley talk. Torch said literally during a press conference that Mark Stahl is not going to see a lot of ice time. He's going to be basically an off ice mentor to the kids. So it's right there. I don't need to be asked what my source is, because it's fucking Torch himself literally saying it in a press conference.
Yeah.
And people who said that said Torch said that. Where is it? I sent the link. He's like, that's not true. I'm like, I don't know where we're going. Like, I don't know where we what turn we made here. So I don't know if Greg Montour's listening, but the fucking morons are they're out and about, buddy. Watch yourself out there.
They're always plentiful every year. Dude,
it's fucking getting so stupid.
Anywhere and everywhere. It doesn't matter if it's Flyers, Phillies.
Pay
Eagles.
Attention. Like I said, to make it a point, because Facebook is no one's doing shit on Facebook anymore, dude. Like, it's great for our views. Like, we're getting a lot of great views on Facebook. But Twitter is literally where these guys are chilling. Like, there's this one guy in the media. I hope I meet him. I hope I meet him. Because I am literally going to be like, dude, you are me year one. Like, his dad, what's that?
That is my friend Laura, who was reffing the game yesterday.
Ah, cool. Okay. Well, tell her to call in.
I could do that.
Yeah. I don't know who she is. Make sure she used some beard stuff. what was it? I think his name is Brandon Sommerman or something like that. The dude, his dad's like a ticket rep. And like he just throws these fucking snowballs in the hell, dude. And it's just like he's getting – I believe Dylan – I told Dylan to the guy that's in the comments. I said, yeah, I'll calm down a little bit, dude. So he's 17 years old.
Oh
yeah, it's just like, dude, like let's just
take it down.
I'm here to he's part of Flyers Nitty Gritty, but he's young. So I kind of like I'm just gonna tell you, like, I got fucking torched my first fucking year, dude. And like just hear it from me, stay under the radar. Like yeah, so Mark Stahl's not gonna I don't think he's gonna be a captain. Dylan said that. Also, need a guy who's been with the team. Lotz fits that, and that's true. They usually do get guys that go up through the pipeline. I think after this season,
they're Flyers guys.
Yeah, I think after this season, it goes to Couturier. I mean, it was supposed to have been going to Couturier. You got to be on the ice to be the captain.
Correct.
So, okay, so it's Robillard. Right. I had it right the first time. Greg Montour checks in. I thought that was just X now and not Twitter. We decided we're not calling it X because that's just fucking weird. But yeah, so there'll be no captain and we're okay with it. It sounds like in the alley. So we'll continue to move on. This is an interesting thing that was from a press conference that Danny B had said. We hope and believe that we're better than what predictions are. But at the same time, these guys are going to be in control of that. It's their turn, their chance to prove everyone wrong. So the whole mentality of the Flyers organization is changing. Torch said it in a press conference. I'm going to keep going to press conference because keep asking me for my fucking goddamn source.
Can't have a better source than from the horse's mouth.
It's literally fucking right there. He definitely said that. His coaching has changed. They've altered it. They haven't even done conditioning yet. Well, that was day one. Mm. So I don't know what's happened. You know, Chris was at camp yesterday and was literally throwing the videos at me. So I was putting up as much as I could. It didn't look like they were doing conditioning yesterday. It looked like they were just having scrimmages. So they were doing a little bit of drills, but nothing serious. So a lot of things are changing with the Flyers organization. I did listen to a more recent press conference with Torts again, with him saying basically that they are going balls to the wall. They are. He's really high. He's still high on Wade Allison. He's trying to get Wade Allison to form his game into a more solidified version of himself that doesn't get hurt on the boards when he's board battling, because that's usually when it happens. I don't know how much that's going to work, but he is still high on him. But he did say that they're definitely going to come out and they're definitely going to be a hard team to play against, and they're going to be mean. They're not going to be a nice team, which I'm all about.
You think
I wouldn't know why.
You think Torts would throw an A on him?
Who? Allison? No. No. From what I've heard, Wade Allison and Morgan Frost are at the end of their leash when it comes to the Flyers. More Wade Allison than Morgan Frost, because they both have – Frost just signed the contract, so he has more – time, I would think, than Allison. I think Sanheim is definitely, he said some shit about how he's glad to be here and all that. And obviously we all attacked that and said, yeah, no shit, because no one else is kicking the tires on you.
Nobody wants that contract.
Of course you want to stay here. Yeah. What the fuck? Ryan Swoop checks in, says having vets is great, but need vets also who have been through the thick of it all in this team. That's why keeping lots is needed. Don't just bring in new vets, but vets like lots who's been with the team through it all. He's their captain, not a vet brought in. All right. Okay.
Yes.
And Chris chimes in and says scrimmages and shooting drills is all that they did. And it's kind of crazy. I have something for dust up from practice, which is great. But we'll get into that.
Hopefully they drop the gloves.
They did.
Oh, sh.
Yeah.
And.
Just saying.
Laura, who ref the game, didn't even tell me.
Oh, could you ask her who it was? Because Chris missed it because he was trying to get his phone out. And missed
she
it.
She wants the landline number.
367-7276. Make sure she's on here. Hold up. What was that?
Sound like somebody's stomach growling on that right quick.
It's probably me cleaning this out.
Did you have Taco Bell again?
No. Popeye's chicken.
Hopefully she'll be here before dust up. But yeah, so we can move on. Let's move on to a gritty look ahead. All right, so Chris did say it was scrimmage one, the fight happened. So we can get that down a little bit more legit. Gritty Look Ahead is brought to you by Righteous Felon. Go to www.righteousfelon.com. Use promo code OCSN for 15% off Jerky Contraband. And $50 purchases get you free shipping. There we go. So,
$50 worth of jerkies.
Yeah, beef sticks, whatever you want. They got other stuff over there, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we do have some stuff here. The Flyers are playing tomorrow. Versus the Devils at 7 p.m. We will see if it's televised. Go around the horn. We're going to wait first. It's going to be a win or a loss. Get back to the way we used to do it last year.
I think it's going to be a loss only because we got way more new guys than what Jersey's probably going to be putting out.
So it's split squad. Both teams, obviously. It's going to be split squad.
Once I get
the lineup, I'll post it on social tomorrow.
Yeah, when we get the lineup, it'd be easier for me to judge it. But I'll say it'll be a loss. The Devils were pretty good last year, so just based off of that.
Right, what do you think? Think a loss?
Yeah, I mean, as excited as I am for preseason to start and everything, it's just judging from what I did see at the rookie game and everything like that, and I know, you know, there's still quite a bit of the Flyers guys left. I think they're still knocking rust off, and it's just,
yeah. All right. Well, yeah. I mean,
I'm thinking 4-1. To be honest with you,
4-1. Jesus.
Well, also depends on who's in net too, for me.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, we'll figure that out. Dylan Robillard checks in, says TK is absent today, waiting on press conferences to see why. Oh God, don't fucking start with me.
Sand in his
imagine it.
Fill in the blank.
Sand in his shoe.
His wallet. There we go. So I'm gonna go win because I honestly I don't know what their prospect pool looks like. I don't know who I'm not gonna look either because to be honest, I mean I know who's on their team, but
yeah,
I don't really care. We'll see. I think them last year was a fluke. I think they're gonna fall into old ways and get back to their losing ways. I hope so. So I'm going to go with a win. I'm not putting a number on it because it's damn near impossible. Chris Webman checks in again, says TK looked great yesterday and didn't seem to have any injury. Could be personal reasons.
Maybe he's got an ingrown toenail.
I haven't got, let's actually hold on. Let me check my emails. I don't even, because if they have the press conference coming up, then they'll let me know when it is, and I don't have anything, so I wouldn't even worry about it. I don't think it's anything big. Like I said, we would know about it.
I just think it's a little too early in the game to have a personal day.
Well, I mean, didn't he just have another kid over the summer?
He did. He's got two boys. So
I could, you know, it could be baby checkup, maybe, you know.
Yeah. Who knows? It's not bar trouble yet. But the Flyers do play the Islanders on Thursday at 7 p.m. I'm going to go ahead and say that's going to be a win. The Islanders are straight shit. Nothing is going good for them.
The goaltending is going pretty good.
Well, it's a waste of Matt Barzal. Just gonna say it's a waste of him because he's an awesome player and just over there. It's just shit. I'm gonna go with a win. Not gonna be a big win. It'll be a one goal game, probably 2-1, something like that. Hmm.
Yeah, I got a close game like that too. The real question mark is going to be who's playing in net for both teams.
Yep.
You know, they have one of the top five right now in the NHL goaltender. We're in at least, what, maybe the top 15, top 10.
I'll take it.
So, and that's me being generous.
I think that's you being generous. Yeah, I don't know if – I don't know if
– it's high.
I don't think Hart is considered – and that's all bias. I mean
– yeah.
But at the same time, I agree with it. I don't think he's in top 10. So – but there's also not that very many, like, franchise goalies. I mean, did you know that what's his name? Fleury isn't even – his save percentage is in the 800s. Yeah, and that's I dropped him out of fantasy. I was like, holy shit, yeah, I'm not fucking dealing with this.
He's projected to fall this year.
Yep.
Well, I mean, Minnesota's not projected to do anything. I think it's a secret, open secret that Fleury's on the trade block again.
But is he like 40?
Dylan just said that Sam tweeted about TK from Torts. He's a little banged up, nothing serious. Torch did say he might be out another day. Yeah, and like I said, it's nothing to worry about. Like, it's look, guys, we did this whole fucking thing during the off season where everybody made up, you know, news where there wasn't any. The dude's banged up. It's fucking camp.
For all I said, it, you know, he had a sick kid at home.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
or he's got sand.
Dylan, we're gonna have a conversation, fella. Okay?
Stop, Wade.
In the wallet.
In the wallet.
In the wallet. What are you doing?
I found this at work. I'm in the ground.
All right. Yeah, I'm with it.
Some artifact of some sort.
It looks like a fucking relic of some sort. Yes.
So sitting here, I figured I'd just start cleaning it out.
It must be a breathing device. I don't know.
Must be.
But yeah, did you say we were going to win or not?
We didn't ask them for the
Islanders. I'll take a W on it.
Yeah. What do you think? We got win all the way around?
Win all the way around? I'm saying it's going to be a close one. It might even be overtime.
I would like to have close games the whole fucking season.
I would love for 2-1, 3-2.
Right. Yeah.
The blowout games just piss me off.
The blowout games don't fucking work for us because then we lose the lead. So I'm not into that. Keep the pressure on, you know, play boring hockey. I would play boring hockey like the Islanders play. But we can't. They're loading up. But I did, there's one thing that I did miss to say during Flyers during Alley Talk. Briere did say they are not interested in tanking at all. So, like, that's not going to happen. And I said that a while ago. Like, Torts is not going to do that.
He will not do that.
That's not how he's
– right.
That's not his style.
Right. And it's actually funny. I was talking to a guy, Darren Veit. He was an ex – he was a former player. I'm trying to get him on ice – center ice with Evan. He played for the – he was drafted in like the 90s, 90s by the Capitals. He played for the Capitals, the Red Wings, played overseas, played a lot in the AHL. He'd be a great guy for the show. He was giving me shit about Torts. And I was like, dude, he's completely – they said he's changed everything. They're not going to die. They're not going to make – you know, they're not going to tank. He's not even doing conditioning yet. Like, it's just – he's changing his ways because he's seeing what's happening here.
There are people who are fans of Torts. There are people who absolutely despise him.
Well, I do think that a lot of it, people were kind of like, so what's going on with Torts? We got a 609 number.
Bring it in.
Yeah. Call from Laura White.
Yep. There you go.
To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press
4. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear us?
Yep.
Hi, Laura.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, we're doing fantastic.
I understand you were the ref at practice yesterday with the Flyers.
Yep.
Yeah. So go ahead.
I was going to say for both the games yesterday, they're double set.
Awesome. Awesome. You're live on Flyers Alley. This is great. Here we go.
I told you I have connections.
Yeah. I'm just, this is great because we had a photographer there yesterday. His first time in media.
He was the only one not wearing any Flyers shit, by the way.
Yeah. That's what he does. He wants to be noticeable. So he had told me that there was actually a fight that had happened in the first scrimmage game. Is that correct?
A bit of a scrap in front, couple shots to the face, but nothing big. Not exactly a Flyer known fight.
Do you know who was engaged in that?
Honestly, no. I just try and stay as least involved as possible, especially reffing.
Yeah.
Well, she did text me and said that there was one specific Flyer who looked like they were on a scrapping mission yesterday.
Who was that?
Yes. Delorier was grinding yesterday. He was flying around everyone.
Said Delorier?
Yeah.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Oh boy. There we go.
He's playing pissed off. Good for him.
Yeah, I mean that's what he does. So, but is there anybody that you would say that was getting some good looks, or is it just basically a basic scrimmage and kind of playing through?
I mean, basic scrimmage, they had a pretty good mix of everybody throughout all four different teams when they divide them up between, you know, the normal family players, the deep Flyers rosters, and everyone basically battling for a spot. I know Torts came down during the second game and tried to fire them up for a little more passion. Stopped in the first period to talk to both benches.
Lighten them up.
He came down off his perch. Yeah. Oof.
Chris had a couple he pictures. Had a couple pictures on the stand-up there.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah. Emptied the far bench and was like, I want everyone down here. I was like, oh, felt like I was getting yelled at. I was like, okay.
like the old playing days of, oh, shit, what did I do?
Yeah. I was like, I'll just get on the goal line and start back skating.
There you go. She hangs out.
Yeah, I mean, so I just hope our goalies just we can figure that whole thing out. That's my main thing. I mean,
yeah.
So I don't know who that's going to be, but
any of the players stand out to you? Like any of the younger guys? Any of them look like they're going to make the jump?
I mean, I don't like to personally name drop anybody. I know a few of the from the Phantom roster from reference to AHL games, there seem to be on the cusp and battling for it. So hopefully they get in and stir things up.
Gotcha.
Yep. Well,
I like the fact of the matter that she said somebody was out on a mission yesterday. That's great.
Yeah. Well, did you, I mean, who it was too. I mean, that just shows you how this.
Oh, absolutely.
Go,
so. Absolutely.
And I mean, one of the earlier games that we have is the 14th, like for a watch party. I mean, it's against the Senators that he fought two people at one time. So
you think he'll go with McEwen?
I don't think McEwen will go.
What's that kind of business, dude? He just kind of came back from a broken jaw. And from then Simmer. Yeah, so no. I think so, but all right. Well, yeah, thank you for calling in. We're gonna continue with this shit show that we got going on here. And definitely give us a call back in whenever you get a chance.
Thanks, Laura. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. All right. You guys have a good one. Nice talking to you.
You too. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
There we go.
She like I said, she was the first female for an AHL game. She had the fans home opener last year.
Yep.
Also my defensive partner for 6 years. And
really?
She played for Robert Morris.
Okay. Yep. Well, what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to bring her in for
good luck with her busy schedule.
Well, we'll get her here. Not
oh, yeah,
in
we could studio. Absolutely do that.
Yeah, we do that. Give her due diligence. That's why I didn't want to hit her with the, what's going on with you? What do you do? Da-da-da. Give her a little spotlight.
Oh,
it's a big deal.
Oh yeah, she moved her way up the ladder real fast because she's, like I said, she was my defensive partner, so she's obviously a hell of a skater, and I was there to protect her many, many times. You know, guys would try and knock her around in the corner, and I'm like, I'm gonna fuck you up.
Yeah, yeah. You see, I just saw this morning on Yahoo Messenger or Yahoo News and Sports that one of the NCAA teams have their first non-kicking female player.
The ECHL signed a female goalie too.
Did they? Goaltender, yeah. I want to say it's Vancouver.
May have been
that. The logos, the little
A hatchet look, man.
Right.
All right. Well, let's get on.
Nice little add to the.
Yeah, I like that. Maybe get some. Maybe just give her. Is she married?
Next July she will be.
Maybe we should just give her the Norse, not the Norse beard, the Warlord beard oil stuff. Since no one else wants to call, and she called.
Also my friend Jeff as well. Her
fiance, you got beard.
Yeah. Oh,
got beard? Beard. Yeah. All right, we'll see what happens. Let's jump into the next segment we got here. Weekly picks. Weekly picks is brought to you by SeatGeek. Go to www.seatgeek.com, use promo code Old City Sports Network, all with no spaces, for $20 off your first order. Now obviously everybody has the app, so I'm not going to just say go to the app and do this, but obviously go to the app and do it, use your computer, do whatever you want to do. $20 off your first order is pretty fucking serious.
Yeah,
if you think about it. I mean, come on, dude.
Well, I mean, not for nothing, but what's a Phantoms ticket go for anymore? So
you might be going. Yeah, you might be going to free. Yeah,
they might be owing you $10.
They may be owing you.
Oh, you get. So does that count as like if they owe you $10? Does that count as like a reimbursement for your next one? So you only $10.
That sounded good to me. I'll tell you that right now.
If that's the case, I'd gladly go to two Phantoms games then.
Yeah. Right. You're paying for your gas, and what was parking when you went up? They charge parking.
The lot right there across from the 7-Eleven was $6.50. If you did the QR code, it was $6.50. If not, you paid $10.
Shut the fuck up.
Wow, you're not getting that shit anywhere around here.
$10? No, I think
under $10.
I think the soccer stadium, I think, is $15.
Wow, I would just walk.
That's a long walk from the alley, or from my alley where I live.
Yes. Yeah.
452 down to 291. Yeah.
You don't live on 452 anymore, bro.
I live right off of 452. Or I live off of Chai Ave.
Yeah, you're a Chai rat now, bud.
I live off of 452 and Chai Ave. Close enough.
Yeah, you do. Anyway, weekly picks is a new segment. It's for SeatGeek. We got a new thing with them. Like I said, $20 off your first order. Use promo code. Basically, the weekly picks are going to be the ones. Yeah, what games you would consider to be the highlight game of the week? I pulled that right out of my ass. I'm going to go ahead and say that I think the Devils game is going to be better than the Islanders game. Just it's the season preseason opener.
Could also be a slight prerequisite for February.
Could be. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. I'm not going to that, dude.
I'm not going up to New Brunswick.
Well, I'm just not sitting out in the fucking cold like that. It's going to be fucking freezing this year.
Yeah, well, we did it for the outdoor game.
I was annihilated. I'm not getting annihilated in New Jersey.
I'll get annihilated on my couch.
Yes, yeah, so I'll be right here.
Yeah.
I'll be right here.
All
right,
let me rephrase. A couch.
And you know what? I'm actually going to change my thing. I'm going to say that I think the Islanders game would be a better game to watch than the Jersey game. Because now that I'm thinking about it, they're going to be – the Islanders play boring-ass fucking hockey. So I honestly think the Islanders game is going to be a better one for people to watch. What do you think?
I'll go with the Devils.
Yep.
I'm going to go with the Devils because I think it's still that close, the close proximity to each other and everything like that. So I think, and there's always been that little bit of rivalry with the Flyers and the Devils, just like there has been with the Rangers. And
so who's on the Devils that can get a little guffy? The Devils. Yeah, Devils who can get a little guffy. Because I know on the Islanders, I think they still have Matt Martin, don't they? Or did he get traded?
Martin, I think, is still there for the Islanders. For the Devils, I think Wood. Miles Wood.
Wood.
I fucking hate Miles Wood.
He can get a little grimy. Same with Brat, unless if he wants to focus on more points this year like he did last year. Brat can be a little scummy, kind of like TK,
You know who it is? Nate Bastian is on the Devils.
The fuck is that?
He went to...
That just sounds like a fighter's name.
He's not a fighter. He's not a fighter.
What I'm saying, though, he's a
shithead. Do you remember when Nate Thompson was playing and a guy checked Giroux and Nate Thompson just beat the fucking brakes off that
right,
dude?
Yeah.
It's Nate Bastian. He was playing for the Kraken, but he came from the Devils, went to the Kraken, and went back to the Devils. He's back on the Devils now. So I think that's what you're going to get something out of somebody whooping his ass because he's a fucking asshole, dude.
Nate Thompson, I always had that thing that,
I love Nate Thompson.
I know you're a huge fan.
Huge fan.
I feel like he could have been a more edgier player.
I
liked him though.
But he's also, he was old, hockey old. He's been constantly playing.
Yeah.
Now he's the Ontario Reigns skills coach or something up there.
Good for him.
They got him. I'm getting him in the alley at some point.
Good for him.
I was talking to him for a minute, then he fucking dipped off and stopped answering me, but that's not how it works around here. Yeah.
I will find you.
I have a specific set of skills that make me a nightmare.
And I will bring you to the alley.
I will do that.
Wait, that sounded so wrong. I will bring you to the alley.
Dragging you down.
I might still be drunk from last night.
What do you think, Wade? Out of two games, the Islanders or the Devils game is going to be the one to watch?
I'm going to say the Devils because you got the up and coming superstars and Jack Hughes and Hirschire. But then, I forget her name already. Your friend that was just on the phone. Alluded to that Nick Delorier looked like he was on a mission, and that's gonna be the first game out of the fucking
preseason
into the world. Oh, he's gonna lay someone the fuck out.
I think preseason gets a little bit more dangerous than the opening nights of the regular season. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
who's the first Flyer to drop the gloves this year?
Nick Delorier. Just fucking right out of the bat. I don't know. It depends. I mean,
I was almost thinking you were going to go Hathaway.
I do like me some Gordon Hathaway.
And my money's on Deloria going at somebody.
I'd be okay with. I'm okay with anybody dropping the glove. It's gonna be. I don't give a fuck. I'm telling you right now. I'm breaking my habit. I'm stopping. Well, I got so much shit to do tomorrow before.
Yeah,
I got to drop my car off now. Transmission, it's going on now.
I'm dropping off for my windshield.
I just picked Katie's up from the shop.
Yeah, I gotta figure that out. Might be getting a new car.
She just got an oil change.
Might be getting a new car.
Might be time.
Yep.
Fair enough.
Frank might be done. All right, we can move on to Up in Smoke. It's gonna be a good preseason, but we'll see what happens.
song.
Great song.
It is a great fucking song. Up in Smoke is brought to you by Diet Smoke. Go to www.dietsmoke.com. Use promo code OCSN for 15% off your first order. And this does not include vapes. I repeat, does not include vapes. What's up? What are you laughing for?
Chris just sent me a selfie with Tortorella in the back.
Yeah, he did that. Yeah, he was standing below. Hey, coach.
Hey, coach. A coach.
Fucking shit.
Over here.
Look
at me, not wearing flyer shit.
I need to get this thing going here. I didn't prepare for this part, but I have to find where you tagged me.
Do you think if we sent Chris out to a game dressed as a fucking hot dog, do you think he would actually do it?
100%.
Running around going, ask me about my wiener?
100%.
I mean, he doesn't have to go that far, but I would just want to see the look on Tortorella's face to look over and see somebody from the press dressed as a hot dog. Like, what the fuck?
I'm trying to find...
Hot dog, T-Rex suit. I think either one of them would be freaking hilarious.
The problem with the T-Rex suit is more people would probably complain because it inflates around you.
Ah, fair.
I got it. All right, so the first order of business here is me and Corey were tagged in an article written by the Dylan Bolden guy. Let's see.
Guy.
Sorry, Dylan.
I haven't even talked to him yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a guy. He could be just a guy.
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 And that article was actually sent to me by Laura's brother, John. I didn't even know about it until I was at the wedding last night and he'd sent it to me.
On the Flyers Alley podcast during season 6, episode 2, Kate Smith was brought up after the host Jesse Bell and Corey talked about what the Flyers have successfully brought back. Corey was quick to express his feelings regarding the anthem singer. And I quote, "I have one thing I would bring back, and it might be a touchy subject, but I really don't care. Bring back Kate Smith statue. Look, hockey fans are tough-skinned people. If you are paper-thin,
you don't belong in
the hockey community anyway. Now that the Flyers are tuning back to their old ways, blah, 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 blah." Basically, we already said that earlier. But I think it's cool.
I was greatly surprised.
I didn't. I go through stints of clipping things. Like I didn't clip as much as I wanted to last week. I should.
Oh, you clipped your tirade about the participation trophy though.
Well, that had to be done.
Oh, it had to be.
I could clip that. I'm gonna clip it and put it out after this episode. The Kate Smith thing, because to be honest with you, it was a little. I don't want to say I was afraid to do it, but it was a very touchy subject, and the fact that it's actually being looked at and brought up. Well, someone else. He called me a wallet.
Yes. That's it, woman.
What is this? That article got a lot of attention. People want her back so bad. It's unreal. Dylan just chimed in and said, yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. There's a guy, I think it's Eric Rothstein. I know he's real close with Chris Therrien. He was a season ticket holder or something, but he was part of the brigade that was like, we're not going to games until something changes and all that. And that's fine. Like that's,
it's your choice.
He's got some ties into the franchise. I don't think it's like media or anything like substantial. He just, you know, whatever. Him and Chris Therrien have a thing. He said, "Yeah, well, the new owner Dan Hilferty quickly said when it was brought up, he was at a press conference with Torts and you know Jonesy and Briere and Dan Hilferty, and the guy Eric had brought up a question and said, can we bring the Kate Smith statue back? He said he got like a round of applause and this and that, but Dan Hilferty really quick was like, no.
Yeah, they shot it down real quick from what I heard.
So that doesn't mean it won't happen.
It could, but...
It could still happen, and it just depends on if the right people get a hold of it and the right people say, hey, look, you know, we fucked up and made a mistake to get this taken down. It could happen. Just because Eric Rothstein said that it's not happening, it doesn't mean that it's fucking not happening. That's like me saying that it is happening and who the fuck, it doesn't matter. I wouldn't put it down that it won't happen. But the Kate Smith thing, my old shop steward, who was a lifelong Flyers fan, and ever since they took the Kate Smith statue down, he won't watch Flyers anymore. So people do give a lot of fucks about that thing, and I don't see why that was taken down. Say like you said last week, the song wasn't even hers.
Yeah, the song was originally sung by somebody else.
So you bring the statue back. It's if you were to bring that statue back, do you understand the amount?
We were talking about putting asses back in the seat.
Yeah,
can you imagine just not only putting people back in the seat, but the attention that you'll still bring around there for people wanting to not only, you know, holy crap, dude, her statue's back. We're going to take pictures of it just like the Rocky statue. So that's going to bring more revenue down to Xfinity and the casino and stuff like that. And people are going to be buying it. I mean, it's
just the amount of pictures you're going to see.
An idea right now is you go around and you make a t-shirt with the Kate Smith statue on it saying, bring Kate back.
Are we doing that?
I would.
You know how much they'd fucking sell?
Millions. They'd sell.
Would be something we're looking to. I'll get my people on it. But yeah, it was cool to be mentioned in that thing. It was a touchy subject. Dylan said it got a lot of attention. I'd like to hear the numbers on that, because that'd be cool. I may write an article about it then and see how I get fucking. You only get canceled if you let them cancel you. I mean, we did lose Diet Smoke over me telling a guy to go bang the sleeve of his dad's favorite jacket. He just didn't.
It wasn't Diet Smoke.
Oh, no, it was, Canada Dips. It was Canada Dips. Yeah.
I saw Canada Dips in Sheets yesterday.
That's a good product. I fucking love it. But at the same time, like, that guy contacted them and that was a wrap. And they were like, oh, we're not dealing with that. I'm like, you don't even know what happened here. It was absolutely ridiculous.
They don't even know the guy that was reporting us either.
Right. The guy, some dude from Canada that sells like sports merchandise. And he said something about my article and said that I was wrong about something or whatever. And I argued back. And then it got to the point where the dude was being a clown. So I told him to go fuck the sleeve of his dad's favorite jacket. And he just freaked out.
Pansy.
If you ever see basketball, you kind of, no one really understands it. But
it's funny because I've seen that movie so many times and I just like, I never catch that. And then when he broke it down for me, I was like, oh, that's what he said.
Yeah.
I gotta go back and watch it.
That's a quick one.
It's a quick one.
It's a quick, very quick one liner.
Squeak.
But yeah, so let's get into temporal distortion. Temporal Distortion is brought to you by Bright Path Brewing. Go to www.brightpathbrewing.com. Check the out
the evidence of last night.
Yeah. The remnants. Check out
right here
on their website and see what Alex and Dylan are doing up on the mountain. I got one of their stuff here. It is one of their crowlers here. I did this last night. That's how that is.
I'm gonna tell you, I put that crowler back.
This one?
Yeah.
Why?
I drank it myself.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
It's a lot.
I'm cool with it usually.
Yeah, I was definitely more than okay with it. But yeah. Then at the same time, I was like, damn. It took me back to the old old pounders. Foster oil cans or whatever.
Yeah. We already talked about this once. We're gonna float on it, like me and Corey were just talking about. Tor Sestal will be on an off ice mentor. I think that's a good idea. I feel like Stahl is kind of on the end of his career anyway. There's no reason for him to be hurt. If he gets hurt, you know, then it's kind of like useless. I know someone had said like we see him on the fourth line. I don't even know if you're gonna.
I think he'll be a floating seventh
defender. Yeah, I don't. I think it's a great idea because he's a ventured player. So I mean, he's going to mentor these kids. I think it's a good idea. Why not?
So what's he played? 18 games this year.
It was said that he didn't know how. He was told that he won't be on the ice that much. So I mean, I don't figure. I guess
18 games is really not a lot out of a 82 game season.
That's what I would say. Probably, yeah, I'd be. 18-20, yeah.
Hey, so until the trade deadline comes up and somebody wants a veteran defenseman.
Mm. It depends on how successful he is. I mean, if he's
successful. It also depends on, you know, what could be the return on it.
That's true.
It's probably I'd
let him go.
Late draft picks.
Yep.
No offense to Mark Stahl, but.
Well, he's gonna be he's looking to be like another Braun, but mm-hmm. you know, so.
I mean, Braun got us a third rounder from the Rangers, so.
Yeah. I'm all right with it. I think that's a good decision.
Braun definitely played more than 18 games too.
Braun was killing it towards the end there, dude. Like he was really. I remember when we first got him. Like, what the fuck is happening here? And then all of a sudden,
the first or second time he came back.
The first time we got him, we were like, "What the
fuck?" He shut me the fuck up. the way he was playing, so.
Yeah, but we'll see what happens. I like this move. This means that they're not getting him for no reason. They're going to use him. And they know what their weakness is in defense right now. So they need a guy to teach the younger guys. He did say today that he's given a real hard look to York. So York is going to get a lot of time this year, which I'm a big fan of. I took a look at that motherfucker. Dude, he got big as shit.
Well, you're going to need somebody to fill Provorov's 31 minutes a game that he played.
Well, I'm saying he put on some fucking muscle. The kid is big. Like, he was not that big. And it's funny that so obviously I'm trolling Twitter, and I see someone talk about Zamula, and they're like, oh, they're gonna do this. I said, why are you guys all high on Zamula? I said, I'll finally take a look at him when he puts 30 to 40 pounds of fucking muscle on. Because right now he's a beanpole. He's gonna get fucking ripped in half.
Yeah, he's...
He's lanky for no reason.
He's a tall kid, but he's got nothing to him.
And he's a tall kid, and he's been in the AHL longer than York's been in here, and he still hasn't really packed on anything.
Yeah.
He hasn't. No, he looks exactly as I'm telling you. If you take a look at camp, you can find it on YouTube. They're posting their stuff now, the interviews from yesterday's camp. Dude, he's just like sitting there like this, dude. I was like, this is going to be great. I wish he was a little bit more physical, but, you know, he's from California, so. But, yeah, I don't know what you guys think about the Stahl thing, but I do agree with – yeah, we can let him go at the trade deadline.
I do like bringing him in, though. I thought it was a great idea.
Not a player I would expect to see in orange and black, I'll tell you that right now, at all. When that happened, I was like, huh, okay, I'll take any of the Stahl brothers, really, I mean. They're all good, but we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. Let's jump on over to Butte of the Week.
And it's still filming.
Yes,
I know you. I know we talked about that briefly.
I'm into that.
I know.
Beauty of the Week is brought to you by Outlaw Beer. Go to www.outlawbeer.com. Check out their stuff. Go to TivoliBrewing.com. You can actually order Outlaw on there, and they'll deliver it to your house. Tommy from Burns the Word and now the Fan Lot, he ordered it down in South Carolina. He got it. I think it's 2 12-packs. Didn't last long. shit was gone. This week's Beauty of the Week, after camp, I don't know if you guys have seen any of my videos that I've been posting, that Chris has been posting. Look at anything that's going on there. My Beauty of the Week right now is Oliver Bonk.
I figured you'd go with him.
Yeah, he's definitely looking. He's pushing the envelope here. So, I don't know. You may see some guys making some rosters here that you wouldn't expect to make. So, I guess you could turn this into who do you want since we haven't played yet. Who you guys want out of the young guys to make the opening night roster? If they hasn't been announced yet, who would you want to make it? I'm going to Wade, since you're sitting up there. Well,
this is a long shot. I think he still needs a few more years. Is Zade Wisdom?
Yep.
But I just like his whole attitude, and I mean he's a smaller guy also, you know.
Chris chimes in and says Bonk was looking really good yesterday. Corey did see Wisdom drop the gloves up at the rookie game
on Friday night.
Didn't do good.
Not fair.
Hey,
you know what? Look, I'll give it to him.
He should have dropped the gloves with him.
Well, the Rangers got picked on Wisdom.
Well, hey, man. Like I said, Allison fucking knocked that 7-foot tall dude out.
All it takes is just that one lucky hit.
Lucky hit? Hey, but hey, whatever. He wants to drop the gloves. I'm all for it. But
yeah. I like the Wisdom thing. That's a good one.
I would love to see Wisdom come up and I would like to see him sometime this year. He's got really, really, really tight ties with Simmons. Says he's a
put him on your fourth. Hathaway, Wisdom, Delorier?
No.
This is asking for trouble.
I'm with it, but I haven't seen Wisdom be aggressive enough to be on that line. That one fight, that's one thing, but you got a lot of what was it? You still have shit. Depends. Who else is dropping them? Who else do they have that's dropping them?
Is Garrett Wilson still with the Phantoms?
He's the captain of the Phantoms now. He's not going anywhere.
But he's one that would show a motherfucker or two.
Oh, he's a badass. Yeah, I like Garrett Wilson.
He didn't even play.
Well, he's not a rookie.
I know it's a rookie game, but
captain privileges.
I didn't even see his name mentioned on the roster yesterday.
Really? Well, he's captain, so you better, you know. True. He's a total badass. I would like to see that. I would like to see him come up. That's not going to happen.
But it's not going to happen. As soon as they put the C on it, you're not coming up.
Yeah.
No, you're pretty steadfast locked in.
Yeah, I mean, the lines are I do see a couple guys that are actually that stay post practice. We're saying that they were talking lines and what preseason opening night lines could be. I mean, like I said, I'll get them tomorrow and I'll be putting them out as I get them. But it's going to be interesting. I'm hype on it. We'll see what happens and we can jump on into Dust Up.
Better.
Yeah.
Better.
A little Evergreen Terrace out there. You know? Can't go wrong with that. Dust Up is brought to you by Warlord Beard Oil. Go to www.warlordbeardoil.com. Use promo code OCSN15 for 15% off your beard oil, soap, shaving oil, car air fresheners, hats, and a lot more. I got a tumbler. They're pretty cool. I use it for work, for my coffee. And it's also American-made, and Bud says it always will be. He's a vet. So, you know, we support our armed forces here, and we always will. This is going to be about, you know, so the Flyers are fighting in camp, regardless whether it was a dust up or not, like, you know, like our segment's called. They're getting guffy.
I like it.
Makes for a good locker room. Brings me to my point of Torch said something about, so I have yet to listen to that episode of Cam and Strick with Hayes on it. Mm-hmm. Torch is making some comments saying that they needed to shake up the locker room. The locker room needed something in a way of that's why Hayes is gone, which is crazy because you hear all the time that like Hayes is a great locker room guy. My thoughts are that he was kind of telling, and this is just my opinion. This is allegedly. I think that maybe Hayes was going against kind of what Torch was saying, trying to take some guys with him. Or that's what was happening.
I just feel like he just, you know, he was not being productive enough and he was getting pissed off about it. So he was like bringing himself down and he was trying to suck everybody down with him.
Right.
And Torch just wasn't having it.
Yeah. I mean, Hayes has been going through some shit. Like his brother passed, you know, that's cool. You know, I liked Kevin Hayes. I did. So, I should stop liking players because whenever I end up liking them, they fucking get traded.
I just bought a Delorier jersey. Don't go trading him.
Nah, he's got a no movement clause.
Yeah.
They did a no trade clause for Delorier. I love it.
They're not fucking around with that.
I love it.
Yeah, we're the only ones that did like it. Everybody else. And then he played, and everybody was like, oh, we can play hockey. We're like, yeah, he's a fucking
he can produce, allegedly. Oh,
he can kill penalties though. That's what I like about it because he can get under your skin and still throw the bodies while they're fucking down a guy.
Oh, the dude can't. Not only can he fight, like when he hits you,
yeah, you feel it.
You're fucking dead, dude. But yeah, I like what's going on right now. I like everything that's happening. Them. I mean, even the no movement clause that fits with him right now, that means that they really do appreciate that type of player still, bringing in Garnet Hathaway. TK was getting a little shitty at practice yesterday. Mm-hmm. Everybody's buzzed. Couturier's team actually won the scrimmage. So, like, Couturier's fucking lighting it up.
I'm curious to see how...
You look good.
Coots and Atkinson, they actually looked.
I didn't hear, Chris, if you're still watching, if you had anything on Atkinson, let me know. He took about 300 fucking pictures yesterday.
Wow.
I saw a couple of them. I used it for the broadcast today. It's fucking nice. Good pictures. But yeah, I know Couturier looked fucking good. He was buzzing. Everyone was saying he was looking awesome. He's looking great.
I'm glad he shut it down and went for that extra surgery. Like, at least he knew, like, if I ain't feeling right, I ain't going to be a Farabee and float around all season.
I'm glad they Torch shut him down. Is that what you were saying? Or you
just... I think it was up to Couturier to shut it down, because he's the one that went to another surgery.
Yeah, well, after his surgery, he was trying to come back, and they had the interviews with him when he was fucking pissed off because he wanted to come back, and Torch shut him down.
He kept jumping and jumping, saying, you know, I want to come back. Yep. I want to start skating again. And they were like, no.
Chris chimes in, says Cam looked pretty decent, good form, and I got a good couple shots of Cam as well. So
he did play.
He did play. Let's rock and roll, baby. That's a whole nother element, and that's when people gave us so much shit. And I will admit, I was the last one last year to be like, I don't throw in the fucking towel, and I can't do this anymore. These guys were missing last year. Couturier was missing. Atkinson was missing. You know, I told Chris, yeah, if you see any sightings or paranormal activity of Ryan Ellis, try to get a picture of his apparition. The dude fucking is a ghost. Obviously, he's not a fuck around.
He's an LTIR, but it's a waste.
But if you notice, these guys are gone. You need these fucking players. So what do you got? What?
Speaking of Ryan Ellis, I saw on one of the Facebook groups, this guy was at the Hockey Hall of Fame. And as he's going down, he's walking around, and he came up to the Flyers section, and they have Ryan Ellis they have like a jersey, and in his like little like message thing, like underneath of their poster, he only played 4 games with the Flyers.
Fucking shit ass.
Why? Cause even the guy was like questioning, he's like, why would the NHL of all people want, you know, Ryan Ellis was a good player.
Yep.
Came here, all his injuries just, you know, riled up.
Well, he did play 4 games, but didn't he have like 3 points in those 4 games?
I think he played 3 or 4 games and had more. He had more points than the defenseman did past that third and fourth game. So after he got hurt and was out the rest of the season, he still was the highest point getting defenseman that we had for like 5 more games after the last game he played.
That's what I said. He had like he had 4 points or something.
That's ridiculous.
I wish I remembered to tag one of you guys in that, because like I was like, because it was a guy's like on camera that he took it. It wasn't like at, you know, some like article or whatever.
Right.
Like the guy was just, you know, visiting the Hall of Fame, and he saw that and was just like, you know, this is weird because Ryan Ellis isn't a Hall of Famer yet. Or will be.
So. I don't even think, yeah, he won't be.
No.
Zero ballad. But yeah, so that's cool. They're getting Guffy. I love it. That means hopefully we get a good Guff season, because, dude, you know,
he's only 32 years old.
Yeah. Ryan Ellis?
Yeah.
And he looks way older.
Wow, he definitely looks way older. Well, he's got degenerative disease, I thought it was.
Oh, that would make sense.
Yeah.
But dude, that's just like, that makes me sick.
His beard is 35.
His beard's 45.
Almost. 45. You got to remember, he's a part ginger.
His beard's older than everybody in the network. Like, what
the fuck? So, he in 2021-22 season, he played 4 games, 1 goal, 4 assists, 5 points. He was a +5.
Nobody was a plus.
Nobody was a plus that whole team.
The whole season. And, wow.
Yeah. January 3rd, 1991. He's 32 years old.
Jesus. Well, I got a really good one, a really good topic for Top Shelf. Everybody's going to like it. I'm surprised none of you guys brought it up yet, but yeah, let's get in the Top Shelf.
Oh, it's Boondock Saints.
Top Shelf is brought to you by Hangman Brewing. Go to www.hangmanbrewing.com. Check out what Brad's doing over there. October 14th, show up. Go to Facebook and check out the event that's going on there. We're going to be doing giant beer pong. I have to actually start making a bracket for that. What?
Greg Montour.
What you say? Greg chimes in. Don't be dissing the A's for that. We're all not that. This guy still plays.
I know.
The pictures he sends us, and he's got bruises all over him and shit.
Yeah. Not only does he play, he's a goaltender, which is probably the most taxing position on your body.
Yeah. Fucking Greg. Flyers Alley fan since day one.
Goat.
Yeah, the absolute goat. But yeah, check out the event on Facebook. Just go to the like page, Flyers Alley's like page. You'll find it in events. If you're going, let us know you're going. We can make a bracket. We'll have people have some teams set up here soon. We're not bringing any stuff to auction off. There's a little section outside of Hangman that's got some Adirondack chairs just kind of caged off and fenced off. So you can have your drinks out there. The weather should be good. We'll see what happens. And then, yeah. So
what's the date of this?
October 14th.
So I hear you say Adirondack chairs, and then I think of how Wade told me that Chris Stewart retired with all this.
I said that.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah, well,
all right. I forgot. I forget. Happens all the time.
But yeah, yeah, do that. So Todd Fedoric's the radio color commentator now. So that's fucking cool. Big fan of him. I was a big fan of him. I like the way they're going. I mean, it's fucking Friggy. It's a fucking another enforcer is up there.
over under Hot Mike. I'm going to say at least four this year.
There's going to be a couple. Yeah, for sure.
If he's saying four, I'm going ooh.
Going over. I'll stay in the middle. Stay right in the middle.
You're going to push?
I'll push.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. What do you think is going to be said, though? I mean,
just a hot mic in general, like this fucking guy, or you know.
I think there'll be a holy shit thrown in there.
Dylan Rubelar checks in again. I'm 17 and I've been a goalie since I was 7. My knees and back are like a 50-year-old. Like my roofing career. Well, I'm all fucked up.
Ryan Swoop says, "Where's Riley Cote and Jody Shelley? Get them in the house too." Well, Jody Shelley.
On the Jody's, NHL network.
Yeah, Jody Shelley's for the Columbus Blue Jackets.
He's on the NHL.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. With the Columbus Blue Jackets. And Riley Cote,
Nasty Knuckles. He doesn't need that shit.
Yeah, I don't think he really wants to be
in that light anymore.
Yeah.
I think the last thing I had heard about Cote was when we were talking to Lindy Snyder last year. And she had said that if there is an opportunity that she was going to try to buy the team, and she was going to have asked Cote to be part of the hierarchy, but obviously that didn't happen. That really didn't happen. So
yeah. we were hoping for it.
Yeah, I mean, because it made sense. I mean, and this year they're doing the Ed Snyder tribute night,
whatchamacallit game, yeah. legend game.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So, I mean, they're bringing the old shit back. I mean, they changed the logo in the middle back to the old school stuff. You got the, I mean, you got fucking Friggy color commentating. Come fuck on, dude. That's epic as shit. So you can't. That's why no one's talking about this shit. Like, no one's talking because they don't think it matters.
I think it's a great shakeup.
I think it's absolutely amazing. And it's going to make me, like I told you last time, there's going to be one night that we're going to get a couple cases of beer. We're going to get the old ham radio. We're going to put it on the back deck. I'm listening to Friggy now. Now I'm going to do it.
If, I mean, Fedoric and Saunders, that's great.
Yeah. What is this? I'm getting fucking pictures.
Did Chris taking selfies again?
Nah, it's the wife.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. Yeah, buddy.
Oh, boy.
Nothing for you guys. You fuck yourselves. but yeah.
Thanks, boy.
Yeah, no problem. But yeah.
Jeez. Okay. We see how it is.
Would you be? Wait. I think that you might want to come over for that kind of night. You could do your thing out back too. You know, just chill on the dock. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. Listen to old Fridgy. That's Fridgy, I got the plug in
Saunders.
The plug in ham radio. So we got I'm doing it. So
I'm all for it too.
Yeah, I gotta do that up. But yeah, that's what we have for that. So we're gonna get right into a little bit of what is happening. Okay. We're gonna get into a little bit of final thought, wrapping this bad boy up. Anything you guys want to talk about that we haven't, or what's the deal here?
You guys brought up before about the Lady Simmons deal. That was actually wrong.
Where did you go?
Contract.
There you go.
The PTO contract. With Wayne Simmons, was that all bullshit, or did it just fall through?
What ended up happening was, I think we did say it on the show.
I think that's what the fans wanted.
Yeah, the fans the fans definitely wanted it. We went and looked into it, and it ended up being that he would be interested in doing it.
A PTO.
If the Flyers would give it to him, and obviously it never solidified. So, no. It is what it is, but, yeah, anything else?
I'll go off the rail here. Who scores the first goal of the season? Preseason.
Preseason.
Now remember, you got somebody's young bloods in there too.
I'm gonna put three people. I'll put four people now. I'm sorry, but it's gonna be Tippett. It's gonna be Farabee, Couturier, or Forrester. Farabee because he's gonna have a comeback year. He's gonna start right the fuck away. Who'd be TK? I don't know. There's a lot of fucking guys on this team now that can score. So who'd be Noah Cates?
I gotta go with Brownie.
Matt Brown?
Yep.
He may not play.
If he plays tomorrow,
Matt Brown?
I'm hoping it. I like the kid, but if not, I'm pulling for Coots.
I'd be interested to see if Matt Brown does well, if they're like, yo, bud. Because he's got an AHL contract right now. Can they take Wade? That's your department. Can they take, if he's got an AHL contract, can they bring him up?
Yeah. Because I think every AHL contract is technically a two-way contract. The only way you have a one-way contract is if it's with the NHL.
So he'll still get paid what he's getting paid AHL contract-wise, yeah. But he would play for the club. Hey, yo, if he okay.
He produces.
This kid, we apparently got a semi-all-star on our hands here. Matt Brown.
Every level he's played at, more than 1 point per game.
Take a look at him. Chris chimes in at the end here. Tippett had some fire under him yesterday. That's who I'm going with. Yeah, dude, there's so many people. I'm going to go with...
I like it, though.
Yeah.
You went with four people. He went with one.
I'm not gonna be wrong, damn it. I'm picking someone.
The guy wearing the orange jersey.
Yeah, someone on ice is scoring.
Just like you said a couple weeks ago. You know, I'm not gonna say who it is, but there's gonna be that guy at the trade deadline that gets traded.
Boop.
And I'm gonna say I told you so.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Right.
I'm gonna go with Cam York.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Don't forget about Atkinson too.
I'm going to say Cam York, and it's probably going to be on the power play.
Ooh,
there, I even closed that window even that much more. Don't worry, I'm usually wrong. So
I'll say Coots shorthanded.
Shorties. Coots is going to come out on fire, huh?
Going to go with shorties. How about Nick DeLaurier with shorty?
All right, so yeah. Coots from DeLaurier? You're getting real specific now. Holy.
The whole fucking team scores. How about that?
You get a goal. You get a goal.
Yeah, the goalie.
The goalie.
Jammer. Jamerson. I'm calling him Jammer. That's Jammer.
Jalmerson.
Jammer. B. James. With that being said, make sure you all go like us on Facebook at Flyers Alley, Twitter, Flyers Alley Pod 1, Instagram at Flyers Alley, and YouTube at Old City Sports Network. Subscribe and, and maybe we'll do like a sub for a sub, but that was episode 3, season 6 of Flyers Alley. See you guys next week.